tell me when you're set.
Okay.
All right, the time is now 9:07. Do we have a first?
I make the motion to come back into session.
Bruce, Kelly, okay. I'll hold for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, motion carries 4-0. Motion that needs to be made.
Can I make the motion?
You go for it.
I make a motion to have a special meeting on June 17th, 2026 at 6 p.m. and to advertise it as necessary.
Where do we normally advertise? Pocono Record?
Pocono Record.
Yeah, and you can work on that with FLB, with Steve or Sam, if you need to. If that's an issue for your schedule, for whatever reason, we may have to just ask Diane to be here. All right, Kelly made the second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries 4-0. And then we need a motion to table the Golden.
Yeah, table has got the hearing on the Golden appeal until the first meeting in July, I recommend.
I'll make that motion.
Lisa made the first.
And I'll second now.
Bruce is seconding. Any discussion? Hearing none, call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, motion carries.
And the minutes should just reflect. The minutes should just reflect that Mr. Golden was here and was told to that the hearing was being moved after the executive session, and that he acknowledged he was aware that he'd stay here, but he had to go home. So.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to turn this off because Christina's not on here, so.
What was that? Do we have to say what was discussed? And
we said it beforehand.
We said it beforehand, so.
Yeah.
No, that's okay.
I missed it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, well, I appreciate the indulgence.
I'm going to, yep, you're good. We will behave.
All right. It's being recorded anyway.
I know, right? It's all recorded.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
You got trust.
Is that everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
By you, sir.
All right. 16, Streets Committee. We've been doing minutes for Steve Bruce, so everybody's going to get a copy of those. Work on hours, orders. Yeah, go ahead, work orders.
Yeah, that's good. So, and Lawyer was kind enough to do a draft in a spreadsheet so that it keeps categorized. The work orders, and we process those based on priorities, emergencies, you know, urgency, maintenance categories. So we can get a good handle, along with we're asking them, not to the minute because it's just impossible, but at least to get an idea what the hours are spent on each work order. So some things are taking 5 minutes, some things are taking a few hours, and some things like the Sean show is taking months. So with that said, it is going to give us some true data going forward related to that and what is needed, especially for future budget planning, et cetera, or projects, major projects in the future, what have you, but also a good, if you will, assessment on the current seasonal projects like lawn mowing. You know, what does it take, what are the areas, how many hours, et cetera, through that process. So at the end of the summer, we'll have a good handle or two on that. Questions related to any of those pieces. And that was included in the packets, too.
Could we do that for each season?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah. So and this is a work in progress, clearly, because we started this a month ago, I think, maybe 6 weeks. So it's going well. Most of the crew is doing it in a sense of grabbing it on their own. Thank you, Lori, for assisting in that process every day as it goes. And clearly, you know, Steph, myself, we're talking to them multiple times a day on these projects. The priority of the priority is finishing up that salt shed.
Was it work pump today?
So there was work done this afternoon.
Not physically on it, They were forming the aluminum pieces to wrap the edges and the break in the garage.
You were doing it, Bruce?
Yeah, Brian and Fred worked on it.
I will say, though, in all fairness, thank you, though, for that bleeding. Fred, Brian, and Jimmy have been working hard, on those on check. Some of it was weather related, of course, that they couldn't even get to it. But then Steph and myself have been on various projects to help them as well over the last couple of months. On the short ones, like me holding the ladder and those kinds of things, because I'm a short guy.
Okay.
And, those kinds of things. But yeah, so we're on anything. But we're all doing those kinds of things to move the trains forward. And I will tell you, it was, not to keep this going, but was an eye-opening experience, because as I started doing the work orders and seeing the numbers of the projects, to get the hours and the time. There's a lot of projects, and there's a lot of stuff that's out there. So, and they're completing as many as they can, as well.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything?
Nope.
Okay, good.
The weed whacker that's listed on here, I'm just going to leave it on there for the moment. Because there's a little bit of back and forth on if there's two weed whackers and if they actually do both work or not work. So I want to do a little bit more research. We're also going to start kind of cataloging what equipment and tools the borough has, and then figure out some way to track it. And see what's working, not working, what needs to be serviced, because it just kind of...
Yeah, you could always just, as they do it, they could write it down, and I'll even volunteer to make a spreadsheet of it, and then get a clipboard.
Yep, that's the intention.
Even if they want to put stuff, like reorganize or whatever, I'm just making this up, say winter stuff is here, it's true winter stuff, we could always label it, shelf. Or what I'm just making up, shelf one, shelf two,
put
shelf
it back
three,
right.
And then have the catalog here when you need it, but have spreadsheets, so if they lose it, you got at least
an extra. Or if the weed whacker broke, get rid of number three, and then we need to replace one, so.
Or bring it to us.
Right.
To see that it's not repairable.
So we're going to not do anything with that.
Right this minute.
The truck discussion was regarding the red truck, since we did do municipal with the tractor. So we pulled that back as well. Lori, since I have the PSAB thing here, so in the new PSA bulletin, the question was, are we required to advertise in the newspaper when selling a vehicle on an online auction? And the answer is yes, Borough Code Section 1201.2 permits the sale of property through electronic auctions, but requires public notice when the value of personal property is $2,000 or greater. So I will double check, I'll send Michael an email to confirm, but since we were going to put the truck on municipal bid for $1,000, I don't know if it were to go over on the auction, if we would, because the auction, you never know where it's going to end. So I just would like to know, if we are listing it at $1,000, do we need to advertise?
Hoping we get the $1,000.
Right. Well, we don't even know if we'll get a bid on it.
I was going to say, is there any way we could do a donation and write it off?
That we have to, we can always ask Michael.
Maybe we can ask Michael that.
Okay.
That'd be good for a demolition derby or something.
Right, or like one of these, they take your car donation places. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Donate truck options. I'll put it on here.
And it doesn't hurt to ask.
Right. Okay. Nope, it doesn't. All right. Anything for streets? Nope. Okay. 17, municipal building ramp and generator update. So Bruce and I have been, in our other spare time, working on this. So we did find out that they're called vertical platform lifts in CoStar Land. So there are CoStar qualified lifts and contractors. So I started an RFP spec sheet that we can hopefully be able to soon, once I put measurements and stuff on, send out to some of these CoStar approved vendors for the BPL. and maybe get some, finally get some estimates back to start being able to move forward with it.
And I went back to the vendors that we did, who came out and quoted on, to confirm whether or not they are CoStar vendors or not, you know, in this process. So a couple have gotten back to make one and said no, that they're not, and I'm waiting on the rest of them, so.
We prefer to go through CoStar vendor because it's a much easier process because they're already vetted through the state program, so that's our wish. 18, Chief Peischer, you're here.
The report for May, your paperwork has 28, but there was two more since Thursday. There were a total of 30 incidents for May. One civil issue, two EMS calls, one 911 hangup, a general complaint, one parking ticket, 22 traffic stops, one bag escort, one traffic control to assist with bingo. That's all I have.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? I have a question.
I have a question.
For summer months. Because it keeps happening. I know I sent you a picture of the one weekend, but it's happened two weekends in a row now. So we had, and I laughed this weekend because I was downtown and there was actually a state trooper sitting at the end of the footbridge on Sunday night when the two quads decided to come down the railroad tracks and cross 611 and then drive down the sidewalk and park in front of the tobacco shop. But this weekend he didn't because there was a state police trooper sitting there. So, can we ever get some nighttime coverage or later afternoon? Probably. And we're going into summer when it's going to be busier. I know. They're part time, and I know they have other jobs in there. But if you can see,
I will see if I can.
Yeah,
He takes the Tuesdays.
Right, right. And I know he takes the Tuesdays, but like, there's just some stuff like. It's the later afternoons, even Friday, the holiday weekend, I was downtown, 80 backed up, and I mean the traffic. I think officer, his last name escapes me, Chris
Mulchin.
He was here during the day that Friday. He left, and not the, I mean, it's just timing, really, but the highway backed up, and the traffic through town, and I'm like, dude, if you were only here a couple hours longer. I was just like, it would have been perfect, but, you know, just to slow people down, because they just, like, they're impatient from sitting on the highway, so then they just do what they want. Yeah, so if we can see at all. I would appreciate it. And you have a question for him?
Well, it's always the speeders, but I saw, we just happened to be up at 4 every morning, but two quads went tearing down Northampton at 4 in the morning. And I was like, jeez, I was like, what are these people doing? Yeah. Then there's one guy in a quad that comes by in the middle of the afternoon all the time, full speed. I mean, that thing's got to be wide open. And I'm telling you, man, one of these days you're gonna nail something. I mean,
Nobody's complaining, so I'm kind of shocked.
Well, I defer it all the time. Yeah. I know he likes to say that.
I know Craig tells me once in a while they come past his house. He goes, but when they come past, he goes, they're just driving like normal.
Right. Yeah. Because there was a weekend that there was a girl riding around town in a golf cart.
Yeah.
And I know Greg stopped her because I had seen, I had saw Greg, and I said, did you see a girl in a golf cart? Because he was literally like around the corner from when I saw her.
See, don't people drive around in golf carts all the time?
And he's like, oh yes, I saw her. He's like, I actually stopped her and I asked her what she was doing. She can't ride it on the road. And she told him she was going home. I don't know where, so he kind of just gave her a warning. I didn't see her after that. But like,
them on the golf carts drive at regular speed, so they're fine. They're just like,
yeah, they're not late. They're not late. So
yeah,
be on the road.
Yeah, that's what the quads are. The quads can't.
No, they never.
Yeah.
So I just look going into summer. Like if we could get some, and I do understand schedules and time, but if at all.
There's a good chance we're probably going to lose Chris over the summer.
Oh.
That means that we're going to lose. It's not a good chance.
Well, he's probably going to get a full-time job, and where he gets it, I don't believe they're allowed to work part-time.
Is it where he is part-time right now?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
And that's one of the problems we have with police historically.
And Chris is a great officer to accumulate them.
And that's the problem.
He's been a good addition.
And that's the problem with small departments like this.
Yes, there's
people
turnover.
People start and then they
get. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Like, just
so is there a some recruiting going on for backfill or not yet?
Not at the moment. Okay. Yeah. Because I have to wait and see what he's.
Okay.
Can you deputize people?
Well, you'll laugh at help. I'll jump right in there. All right, so 19, Michael left, obviously we did all our legal and executive session. 20, we do have to approve the, RPL East LLC proposed subdivision. So this does expire before our July meeting, so we do have to make a motion for these extensions through September 1st. So anybody that would like to jump in and make a motion to approve the RPL East LLC proposed subdivision plan with an extension date through September 1st?
I'll make it.
I'll second.
Lisa will make the first. Bruce will make the second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote for that one. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 4-0. And then we will need a motion for the RPL East LLC proposed plan industrial park.
I'll make that one as well.
For September 1st. Lisa made the first, Bruce made the second. And any discussion? We'll call for a vote.
All I'm not up to date on those two things, so I'm like.
Oh, that's okay. You want to abstain for both? Okay, so Kelly's going to abstain. So 3-0, one abstention. And then I'll call for a vote so that all in favor, so it'll be 3-0-1 again? Okay.
I commend you for that, by the way, Kelly.
Yeah, that's okay. So 21, Portland Borough Authority, do you guys have anything, Lance?
We did receive a grant for the antenna.
Okay.
And we're working on getting that done, but we asked for $100,000, we got $25,000.
Oh,
so you've got grant money
too. Yeah, I just saw that.
Well, we got grant money, not you.
Not enough.
It's not what we asked for, and other municipalities seem like they get what they ask for, and we got short in the stick once again.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay. And then 22 for your management report?
Oh boy, I got a bunch. There's an EMS study coming up. It's going to be a Zoom meeting. Next week, I think?
15th. Thank you.
Refiners Farm Ministry celebrated 20-year anniversary. I forgot about
that.
Bruce and myself and Sue was there, and Sue did not speak at all.
That's just quiet.
She was very, it was nice that there was three council people there for their anniversary, 20th anniversary. We're still doing bikes and Valor collection. Bruce went to meet to both locations. He got to see Valor up close and personal.
Nice.
And what it's all about and how it works and everything else. He was there for a lot. Beards for Breast is still going on. That's why I look like
Santa Claus.
Walmart.
Santa Claus.
Knockoff Santa Claus. I will be sending an email out for donations. Either you keep my beard or you get it cut off, meaning me. PA Cog, we've been doing a lot with that. A lot of Zoom meetings with that, which is very thankful because most of them are out by Erie and I'm not going to Erie. Slate Belt Cog, Bruce has been very active with Slate Belt Cog. He's been to maybe four meetings already, and I told him, Sue, and anybody else that wants to go to Cog, if you really want to know what's going on in the Slate Belt, that's the place to go. You hear from all the municipalities. They're going through the same stuff that we are. The one issue that we have is we're 519 people. We are the smallest community in the Slate Belt, and we have to deal with the same stuff as a lower Mount Bethel or Mount Bethel, where there's 6,000 people. It's a little bit hard on us because we all wear so many different hats in the community. But we're still moving and getting along and doing what we have to do. So it's a good thing, but Bruce can tell you, not putting you on the spot, but we go through the same stuff every municipality goes through.
Mm-hmm. A lot of commonality there.
We did have the Memorial Day service in Mount Bethel, which was very nice and very well attended, not only by council people, but Portland Hook and Ladder Company was very well represented there. It was about an hour-long celebration. It was a very nice, somber celebration on a kind of cloudy, not-so-good day. We're also working on the 4th of July parade, which is coming up in about a month. And we're going to have a parade. Starts at State Street, right at the Social Hall, 10 miles from Mount Bethel. Anybody wants to be there, Chief? I know you're going to be there with the car.
Somebody's usually always there. They have to play on the schedule.
It's usually a good time. If you've never been in a parade, you've driven in a fire truck before. It's a good time just driving through a municipality and beeping a horn. And even if you're not in the parade, go stand in front of somebody's house. It's a really good time when we're celebrating 250th anniversary.
We'd really like to get some floats in there for 250th anniversary.
That's 9/11 Trail. The trail riders are coming through. I think I mentioned that a little bit during on the 29th. They will be having dinner at Fiora's restaurant.
Oh, that's right. They're riding through the single lane to get back to Delaware.
Correct. They are. On the 29th, around 3 o'clock, they're going to arrive here and they go back to War Gap, spend the night, and go back for dinner. And the electronic recycling happened Memorial Day Saturday in Mount Bethel. I have a list at home for normal electronic recycling, what they recommend, actually what they ask you to give for electronic recycling. And we lucked out. I gave a $50 donation for whatever cause that they were collecting for. When I got there at 9:20, it opened at 9, I think I was there at 9:20, there was already 7 pallets of the electronic recycling there. It was open until 2. I don't know how much they got. But if Upper Mount Bethel wants to do it again, I want to see if we can partner with them and throw Portland's name in there. It really upsets me when you go up to Water Authority property or any property and see tires and you see flat screen TVs thrown out in the middle of the woods. I'm not going to say I don't litter. I'm not going to say I never litter. I don't make it a habit. But I don't throw TVs out the window and expect them to the rain to take them away.
It's one thing for something to blow inadvertently and blow away from your garbage and you don't realize it. It's another when you just dump everything.
It was really nice to see the amount of people that dropped off the electronic stuff and the donations that they did. Upper Mount Bethel puts the cost out for recycling, and then they take the donations and give it to whatever foundation. I can't remember where it was from, but it was the vice president of East Banner Council, his son, whatever ailment that his son has. That's where
it happened. Just to help with the medical.
It was really nice doing that.
And the kid was there.
Yeah, the kid was there with the bucket. So, but I was glad that Portland took advantage of that with what we had that was out here and the TV and printer that I had. And so it was a good thing. There's a lot more stuff going on behind the scenes that nothing underhanded or mind undermining anybody, but there's a lot of stuff going on that it is in the process of being worked on. So I'll report it.
But good things, right?
Oh, there are good things, not bad things.
Not bad things.
No. And when we get the vertical lift, I would assume that voting will be back up here because that is a very hot subject right now.
Yes.
It's hot not only on Portland Borough, but Portland Fire Company and
all around.
So it's.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you said okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to go to vote and try to answer 4,000 questions. Why is it?
Really cornering it.
So it's a little bit different, but there's a lot going on, and just keep your ears open. I have made a connection with Facebook again, so whatever Portland does with Facebook.
My invitation works?
It must have been. because nothing else happened. But now I'm on Facebook, I just haven't done anything with it. I couldn't get on for longer or anything else.
I kept sending him invitations and he kept saying he can't get on. I'm like, I don't know what else to do. I'm such an option.
So look for more stuff on Portland Facebook page of what's going on in Portland Borough and the mayor's page and whatever else have you.
Do you have a page?
I don't, but I will.
Okay. I was just curious.
If you want me to, I will. I'll just tag on Portland. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not all about a sash and a top
hat.
Maybe
he could just have a piece of the Portland page instead of making his own page. Would that be?
He can just do like the mayor's post.
The mayor's corner.
Yeah, like just label them like some.
I would like to do.
Why don't you just tag on there instead of
just label them separate?
I would like to do like a pseudo office hours, not really office hours, but if you have any concerns about Portland, let us know. Like, come talk to me and I can bring it to everybody else. Don't stand at the street corner yelling, we're all a-holes, you know, because we don't know what's going on. Bring it to somebody's attention. If we don't know what bothers you, how are we going to address it?
Right.
And I'm not saying that I want to meet or don't want to meet with people. I'm just saying there's concerns that people feel threatened coming to a council chamber and talking in front of a board and bring it up to me. I'll bring a complaint form with me and get it done that way. I don't know when, where, how. I don't know if it's going to be a Dunkin', like one morning and yours one night. I don't know how it's going to play out. But people feel less intimidated and less everything else when you're dealing with Dunkin' or if yours. That's all I have.
Okay. How about 24? Community events.
So, obviously, Lisa, we've kind of been working on and Lance, and as he mentioned, the July 4th. So, flyers have been going up. You were kind enough to post it on the borough site and Facebook, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Yeah.
I was able to get them out to a couple places over the weekend. We're working on prizes. What am I forgetting?
Well, John Hardingham from Mount Bethel is working also on prizes.
Correct.
So you and John are working on prizes. The plan or the hope is that we will get more. I want to make sure we get it out. Lance is going to reach out to the other communities of the Slate Belt because we really would like to have a big turnout since it's the 250th anniversary of the country. We're hoping for some floats. Anybody who wants to be in the parade, pass it on. If anybody wants to drive something in it, it can be a vehicle. It doesn't have to be like
a tractor
vehicle. It could be whatever. And you know what? You're just showing that you know, mm-hmm. love our country and want to help celebrate that 250th year. You know, we bring our truck and decorate it up a little bit, go to the Dollar Tree, get a few streamers, nobody cares. I mean, like what it looks like, they just like it. I think the people are, it's growing nicely, I think, over the years. It's grown and people love it. And, I mean, we go by and there's people with like a yard full of people yelling, cheering.
Right.
I think it's nice.
Right.
My thing is that I would like to see some floats and stuff. That's my big thing for this year.
And there's a form for that. Right.
There's a parade webpage if anybody asks anybody. It's Portland Mount Bethel Parade, I think it's called. I wrote it down, I apologize, I forget now.
Portland.
I think it's called Portland Mount Bethel.
It's on Facebook.
It's a Facebook page, Portland Mount Bethel Parade.
Oh, okay.
4th of July Parade.
I'll just search.
It's not
Lockwich. She put a page up and it just has pictures and it should have the flyer, it should have the parade. We only ask, and it doesn't even have to be, because we do a soft lineup, it's not real official. We just try to make sure we have whoever, Portland the first in Portland, and then we switch off and have Mount Bethel go through Mount Bethel first, and you know.
It's just a fun day and a fun mm-hmm. event. If you've never been in a parade.
And there are fireworks at the 90 Acre Park. At dusk, I don't know what time the doors open up. We have to get that information. Lance is going to go on the radio to promote both the fireworks and the parade. We try to play nice and not, you know what I mean? We're not really part of the fireworks, but it doesn't hurt to promote, because anything where we can draw people to our area, I think, is a success. And speaking of successes, the Founders Day, we have October 17th. I'm just kind of networking where I can. I actually have a potential for shirts and stuff that we'll bring to our next meeting. We have the band, we have, I mean, I think we're moving nicely as far as that goes, as far as getting things lined up and things to happen throughout between the park and walk. And I'm hoping to keep it down and maybe go through the little alley where the two stores are vacant, that little alley, and then over. Kind of keep it on the sidewalks and not have people like out in the road necessarily. So, and we're doing rain or shine. So we're working, we're trying to network with other people. And then the Norco Hotel Tax Grant.
That's for 2027.
Guess I'll have to be doing that soon.
Yeah, the applications are open through July 10th, Lori, and you know, I just wanted to make sure it was, and for anybody, if it's a project, I mean, it's not limited to.
What is it? Northampton County Hotel Tax Grant.
That's what's funding.
It's for like community project funding. And
that's what's funding our Founders Day.
Yeah.
In part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they in Northampton County want to see more festivals and bring more people into the area, mm-hmm. which I think our Founders Day 125 plus 6 is going to do that. Mm-hmm. We have the flower heads, and we're going to, I think the town's going to be very busy that day, mm-hmm. just from what I'm gathering. Also, we're going to have about CAT, the Coalition for Appropriate Transportation, here.
Yeah, we're going to do a bike collection. We've got to keep Billy. Keeper, take Billy out for the day, please.
We can't have the tracks bikes. We'll have Smokey the Bear here.
Mm-hmm. We're having Smokey the Bear, right?
Yeah. If he's available. It a lot depends on what's going on in the fire situation.
But if not, we'll find.
If not, Cindy will be.
We'll find somebody.
I'll dress up like Smokey. Yeah.
But we want to just get some fun things for the kids. We went to the West End Firemen's Carnival, and that's four fire departments together at the West End Fairground. That was very nice. They had an awesome fireworks show at the end of the night.
Very good.
They had, you know, games. It was like a carnival. I mean, it was carnival. Mm-hmm. Carnival food, carnival rides. Not a lot, but enough to make it. They had bands playing. We went both nights, Friday night and Saturday night, to listen to the bands. It was really, really nice. So hopefully we can start getting things like that here.
Right.
And I also talked briefly, just in my gibberish that I talk, it would be really nice to have a band shell here, do a concert every month. I mean, we have the ball field down there, and the dugout or the concession stand was brought up 5 years ago, and it's basically a hazard. And that would be a great location for a band to play over the field.
Well, we've used it for Founders Day once or twice for that. It worked out well. Yeah.
So it's a great platform. It's up high. But if you go to Wind Gap or Penn Argyle, Sunday nights, they alternate. Mm-hmm. And who's to say Portland cannot be part of
that and be a third
on a rotation
venue?
Yep.
Surprised. I'm sorry. Up on Bethel doesn't use their pavilion and mm-hmm. have a band out wherever under the pavilion and let people sit out. That's a mm-hmm. nice area too.
Yep.
That'd be cool. We could have like a band every week and get the draw around.
And again, it's getting people to Portland mm-hmm. to say, you know, what's it going to take to get the supermarket open? What's it going to take to mm-hmm. bring something downtown?
Well, there's more.
No, it's sitting on our phone.
It's sitting on our phone.
It's the Facebook page. It's July 4th parade, Portland, Mount Bethel, PA. That's the name of the...
What's it called?
Sorry.
Say it again. What's it called?
July 4th parade.
Is it 4th spelled out or is it number 4?
Number 4.
Okay.
Portland-Mount Bethel, PA.
They,
sorry.
I was like, for that,
where is that coming from?
Well, somebody did a drone.
And
did a video of the parade at one area of the parade and just got everybody coming through. That's what she's watching.
Oh, okay.
So,
the Saddle Creek page is nice.
Somebody did the drone on Saddle Creek or Ramblewood, one of those two.
Yeah.
And just got everybody coming.
Nice.
Well, it's
nice. Speaking of venues, does the borough not own that Catholic church down there?
Nope.
No. It just was sold.
Yeah.
Oh, you sold? They sold?
We didn't.
No, the Catholic church sold it.
The Catholic church sold it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a great venue?
That's a nice little side lot there. I always thought that when we had our Memorial Day parade there, and that'd be a cool place to have.
Yeah.
They're selling it as a studio with a half a bath only.
What was that? What they did?
You got the river you can bathe in. Don't worry about it.
Are we good? All right. 25 grant committee, obviously the generator and the lift are on here, but I did want to make note, I'll just mention, LSA awards are out. It seemed like they had a lot more money applied for than they had to give out. It looked like, when I looked at both the Northampton Lehigh and then the North Monroe County, it almost seemed like they tried to divvy it up as best they could between all the municipalities that applied and fund certain things. So we did apply for $110,000 for a police car. We were only granted $25,000 out of the Monroe County. So once we accept it, we do have, my understanding is we accept the award, we have 3 years to use the money, or we can at the end say that we've opted to not use it. So I told Chief Peischer, start looking for other funding. but we can, I haven't looked at all of the particulars yet, but I do believe since we have that award committed to us, we can use that towards match money on other grant applications, if we look to other grant applications. So, but we did at least get something, like you guys got not anywhere near what you asked
right,
for.
Right, but in the grand scheme, it's a win for Portland Borough, because we got something.
You get something instead of nothing at all.
So we have to use it for a car now?
Yes.
Yes.
That is a car.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we applied
for. Nothing for the car. A
car. Oh, I mean, we can look at the.
It was for the car.
It was for the whole outfit. So, I don't know if, maybe we could use it towards other equipment, but we can look at it and see what the grant.
Just in case.
What the grant language
I'd rather not have to give it back. I hate to give back.
I know, you have to give back grant money. Yeah.
So, even if we can't do a car,
right.
When it comes down to the end, maybe we can. If it says it's okay, then let's maybe do something to
put new equipment in the new car.
Newer.
Right.
Police golf cart.
But when we're kind of seeing
police golf cart.
Want a side-by-side, maybe blend it with everybody else.
$25,000 grand ain't going to pay for it.
I know, right? No. All right. 26, sanitation. I will just knock on wood and say it's been quiet. We sent the letters out. We have not had any recent complaints for trash collection.
It's been really good with
Santa. Okay.
I will say that. And Wes, that's who I talked to. Very receptive.
Well, not just my complaints, as in we've had some complaints about pickup and. Okay, perfect.
Nope.
Good. Yeah. No, they've been good. It's good. I have a neighbor who keeps putting his trash out after they come through, but that's my only complaint, so he sits out there for the week.
Maybe he's the Davey
Allen guy. I'm not sure why.
He's the Davey Allen guy.
But whatever. 27, budget and finance, we didn't have anything for that.
Are you going to start on budget
for next year? Yeah, we will be. So, if people want to start giving us some stuff. Bruce and I have already been kind of looking at stuff, but.
Not that I can.
Yeah. Yep, you can absolutely funnel stuff to us because we should start looking at it sooner than later.
I know we're going to need.
Like if we move forward with some projects, we're going to have some large projects. So.
We're going to need some roads done.
Yeah,
we haven't done roads in.
No, and we have some holes to patch and seal. So, and we have that chip and seal.
Chip and
not We had that presentation, that's what it was, yeah. Which is, as long as they're in the condition they're in now, that material will work well. If they go much farther than they are now, that material will not work well. We should, yeah. So, 28 personnel, we don't have anything. 29, there's nothing. 30 planned sleep belt, we should have a meeting coming up this coming Thursday. I didn't get any emails yet, but this should be our first meeting back since they did the municipality tour with the zoning meeting. So I'm curious to see if we do have a meeting. They're open to the public, not just the people who sit on the board, so. 31, sleep out rising. The only thing we are, I don't know if they have completed the, we're looking for a manager part-time, 20 hours a week. I don't know if they completed the employment profile thing to start advertising, but we will be looking for somebody to replace Brian soon. The only thing for that is that our River Rock project for downtown, I need to get it completed by June 30th, so that is on my list to get done in the next couple weeks. I will either try to pull the guys, or I'll be looking for some extra hands. So we'll see how that progresses.
Do you get freight down there with the front end loader?
It's too big.
Yeah.
It's all about bringing mine over. Yeah, mine's smaller, it's too big. 32, old business park and ride tree removal. Honestly, that's like the last thing on our minds right now. I will say, if anybody's been down there, I drove past the parking lot itself the other day.
Yeah.
It looks great. Huh. Whoever took care of it recently really got rid of all the brush.
Yeah.
You can see the steps. Looks good. But we do have tree roots that are uplifting the block.
Versus park and walk.
The park and ride.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, took care of it.
It looks terrific down there.
That's a little big for the building.
Yeah. 33, new business. We have Kelly's emails on here. It says email discussion. What did you email now? I can't even remember right now. There's been so much in my head.
I was just thinking out loud.
Oh, zoning was one.
You guys were talking about, you know, Portland's established for a box, right? I mean, the more you stuff in it, the more it's gonna get, you know, really tight. So I didn't know, when you guys were talking about parking, some of the crazy projects that seem to be going, and I'm 100% for people's right to do what they, you know, need to do with their property within the confines of whatever the zoning is. But, I mean, I just thought I'd open the idea up to see if there was like some sort of ordinance we could pass to where if you've got a tiny piece of property and then somebody comes in and wants to put a 50 unit apartment complex on it, we could make some sort of restriction on certain size land, you know, just taking everything into consideration, the parking, the fact that Portland's got a very set size.
You're on the move. I know.
Yeah, I'm on the move.
He can have a copy. It's on the website. He's more than welcome. That's our copies for here. But the zoning ordinance is on the website if you ever want to have a read through it. But there's a paper copy.
I'll take it all in.
Are there any paper copies? We'll have to look and see if
there's some
in the closet.
Yeah.
During our last, this was our last go round. We just did our.
But we're working on it with the multi-municipal.
And now we're doing the zoning, and it said that we could have cluster housing in Portland.
It's by the state code. You have to allow house allowances in certain
areas. But I don't know where.
But now that we're doing the multi-municipal plan, if somebody else has it, we don't necessarily need to.
Right, I remember.
But I don't know what it was, and that's why I just walked over.
Cottage housing, I think it's called in there.
Cottage or cluster.
Yes, yeah,
one or the other.
What was your other thing on there?
That was just that, food delivery organization.
Oh, okay.
So basically I order food from a company that ships to certain drop points across the country. And it's a place out of Oregon. So we eat organic food, you know, you can eat whatever you want, but if you want to buy like 50 pound bags of flour, you can order from this company. They ship it to a drop point. Right now the closest one is Easton. And 100 people show up. And basically in Illinois when we did it, everybody that showed up unloaded the semi like they'd have placards with Lance's name, your name sitting on the ground alphabetically, and everybody would help on the semi. Here it was really a cluster. They had three really, really old women. I don't mean to think that I felt so bad because all these young guys were standing around. I kept telling the coordinator, I'm like, hey man, you know, one lady fell over. I was like, why don't you have everybody helping? I said, certainly what I want to do is establish a Portland drop. And all we need is room for a semi to pull in, unload in 15, 20 minutes, and pull out.
And he has talked to Jim Potter and the fire company to see about using the fire hall as a drop-off.
Yeah, the only thing about that is I think, I mean, I presume a semi could fit underneath that.
Yeah,
it can open clearance, those lines that are kind
of
in it. Okay. And it's basically...
Get lost and drive up those roads and they'll still take the lines out.
Just stop signs.
Take stop signs out. It's not hurting, but...
I'll say the drivers, all the ones I've dealt with are really good. They send one guy out, he rolls the pallets to the back of the truck. If I was the coordinator for the job, which I've applied to be, then I would have everybody unload the truck. That way it's done in 15 minutes. But it's a great way to get food delivered right to Portland instead of having to drive 30 minutes this way or 40 minutes that way. It's once a month. So you're talking like, last time my wife and I ordered $600 worth of stuff. And I think for an off-site drop, the minimum requirement is like $1,500. So if we got 5 people to order food, or 10 people, or 20, whatever, there's 500 people here, I think we'd be able to get some. But it's a great way to get like a lot of dry goods. And I mean, you can't go to, I don't think you can go to Costco and get a 50-pound bag of oats, but, you know, if you eat that many oats, then hey, yeah, it's good.
Right.
But I applied to be a drop coordinator. They sent me a permission slip that I have to get signed, so I don't know if that's you do that or if it's a council thing or what, just to give them permission to pull up with a semi.
Probably a fire company.
Fire company.
I don't think Portland really... Be fire is fire.
I was just going to say, as the borough,
right,
really don't have any place for a semi on our property to pull up.
Okay. So who runs the, that's the fire company?
The social hall down where Lance is talking about, the fire department.
Okay.
And you talk to Jimmy or anything.
Yeah, talk to Jimmy.
Told him to give you a call and hope you
can. Okay. But that's it. I just thought it'd be a cool
just
thing.
Just their meeting is on Wednesday night, so I would talk to him before Wednesday.
Okay.
Yep, it's the first week of the month. It's a busy week. All right, so that's good for now. Okay. We'll figure all that out. Yeah, read the zoning.
Well, can I also just say real quick, if it doesn't work out there, perhaps there's Mount Bethel Fire Hall.
Sure.
If it doesn't work out for Portland, Mount Bethel Fire Hall has a nice big swing. You could either contact the Upper Mount Bethel Township and then maybe people in Lower Mount Bethel will want it.
Right.
Sure.
Even the township parking lot, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I was going to say township parking lot.
More accessible for a travel trailer.
It's accessible because there's one way in and another way out, so they don't have to back up. But you can come, drop off, and keep on going.
Yeah, if you have anything you want to
not put out
to everybody here or anybody else, put it online and I'll make sure.
I did go to the site. I was curious, so I did go to their site.
Did you?
He sent in his email, I Googled it. Yeah, I was curious.
I mean, you know, you never know. Some families might want to do it or even get together and be, you know, like, hey, we'll share that.
And I mean, even though most of their stuff's organic, it's really competitive to any of the grocery stores that are around, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but definitely something else to do and break this way.
Yeah. Okay.
Since we own a grocery store.
Next under here. Lower Mount Bethel Township Basita representative resignation. We need to accept Richard Casella's resignation, so we will need to make a motion for that.
Can we do that tonight?
Yeah. I talked to him beforehand. So we're accepting Richard Casella's and we need to table Christopher Cook's.
I'll make a motion to accept Rich Casella's resignation.
I'll second.
And Lisa made the first, Bruce made the second. Any other discussion? All right, hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. And then.
Oh, and the new appointment, Chris,
basically. Yeah, we'll just table that to another meeting. Michael needed to do some research on that because he believes that this representative is actually sitting on their board right now. And I believe, and also did Michael, if you were sitting at a board or council seat, you cannot be appointed to the seat at the same time. So he wanted to look into that first. And then, because we like to just spend lots of money, but the one printer in the office is not very happy. It does not want to print all the time. So we do need to consider replacing it. There are two in there. The one is only a printer. The one that is on the fritz is their copy, scanner, and printer. So it's their all-in-one.
Is it a professional one or a personal?
It's a business one. Like, it's not quite the big, robust commercial.
Is that the newer one?
No, it's the older one.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did look them up. There were two within the same $700 price range. I just couldn't figure out, when I looked down their specs, if one was like an older model and one was a newer model, because they look almost identical. So I do need to look at that, but we wanted to get it on the agenda. So I do not know what the shipping and handling would be. It's a brother business again. We've had good luck with them. No, I mean, it doesn't have to be brother, but we've had some. What did we say was on the box?
The one was 2017, I think.
That's the newest one, okay. Right? And is that the newer? I don't remember now.
I don't know.
They're doing pretty good. I mean, compared to when we used to go through them like every year when we were buying the personal ones. I said to Bruce Carroll used to go through printers like nobody's business. So we do need to get a new printer. An all-in-one, I should say, not just a printer. It's an all-in-one. So anybody would like to make a motion? So not to exceed the 700. That should be fine.
Is it a fax as well?
No. We did used to have a fax, but they haven't been faxing.
We don't. Fax doesn't work. It hasn't worked since I came here.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I've never had anybody ask to fax.
It's kind of become an obsolete thing in our land. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Like a fax support if you need.
That's true. You can.
Yeah, we do have the phone line in there, and I can see if it's just like if it's part of.
I know this is kind of like rent. A copier.
Yes, and we did talk. She did talk about that because we were like, "Do we do that?" And I remember a while back when Susan was at Mount Bethel Abstract. I think we looked into it, and you rent the machine, but then you're paying for the printing, and then you pay per page. Like, I just remember it was a lot more than like. How many pages
more.
You put through the machine you paid for.
And that was Carol era where everything was this high.
And it's true too. Like, right.
I just was wondering because I was also I don't know if we could do it here or not, since we're trying to modernize into the 19th century maybe. If we had one bigger printer, if it would be able to be maybe wired, that we could use it for water, police, and
yours is on a dedicated line, right? Though for the county,
it has to be.
They have like a whatever secured thing or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, this, technically ours should be secure as well. Yeah, you know.
Well, it's not faxing.
Oh, that's right. It's not faxing.
Sorry. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Do we want to make a motion for it?
If we're getting, yeah.
Did you make the motion?
He made it first.
I'll second.
Okay. Bruce first, Lisa second. Any further discussion? Office supplies, right? Call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. All right, any other new business? For our council?
I have a question. The park and ride lot, the one that's outside of town, was that ever considered for to be some sort of a trailhead?
Mm-hmm. No, not there. Only here in town.
Okay. Because I was thinking, I don't know, we were running around about the traffic in town and how, you know, we're always with the river traffic. Yeah. But if it was pinned on like Google Maps or something as a trailhead, maybe people would find it as a parking lot instead of.
Because there's like no trail access over there.
Yeah.
If you look at, I think that's, is that the Portland and Lake Mincy? That's the Portland and Lake Mincy feasibility study. And then the township, what was that, 2 years ago, just did the sand, the preserve, the sand pit feasibility study. They have us forecasted, they kind of extended into Portland. So some of their trailhead ideas for the borough were the park, the ball field here and downtown, because we have the bathroom and the parking lot.
Ah, okay. But a lot of trailheads don't have a bathroom or anything.
But the thought is that's so far over there. I know.
It's not really.
I know.
Walkable. But
I know.
Trying to divert people instead of parking in town for the canoes.
Yep.
They won't. It's they won't be too far. It's
too far.
What, are they going to carry their canoe all the way up?
Yeah. Well, they'd have to have somebody walk down and get the vehicle.
Yeah, but it's really not that. I don't disagree with you. It's not that far.
Yeah, but I think people are lazy. They're not going to drive by open spots to go down there.
Absolutely.
They're going to grab the first spot by the river where they drop it in.
Yep. Oh, I'm...
They don't care about walking.
That's what I said. I don't disagree with her that it's not a bad walk, but I do totally agree with you. They don't want to walk.
Especially, I think, with the entrance and exits to the porch.
I watch people all the time just roll Chuck's stuff right out of the way and park right in his lot when he's not there. Yeah. They do not.
Yeah. Now, just kind of like on that.
They don't have respect.
They don't. The public does not.
Definitely. Yeah.
Sorry, your
it's all about them.
You are the public right now, unfortunately. Not that it's all the public, but a lot of the public just do not understand.
Yeah.
I had an argument with somebody last night about dog poop.
With who?
With dog pooping at restaurant.
Dog pooping?
Yep. We have a horrible time right now with people letting their dogs poop on the Pokey property and not cleaning it up. It is absolutely disgusting, the Pokey property right now. Yep. I have the trail cameras, they're going to get fresh batteries, I'm going to be putting them in the windows, I have signs, smile on your camera. Mm-hmm. Got to figure out who it is.
And then can we find them?
We're going to figure it out if we can catch somebody on.
Can we find them for dog pooping?
I'm hoping. Well, Pokey Poopers, that's what I call them. I don't care that it's not. We have an ordinance, and that's what I argued with somebody. I'm like, the borough provides you with free bags. And there's a sign right there.
Put one of the signs there.
Clean. I'm going to take this one, actually. We were sitting here the other day, and I was like, there's my sign. I'm going to put that in a window. There's one right there, though.
Does that one have the ordinance? Some of them have the ordinance.
Yeah, at the bottom, 2010-1.
Yeah.
But there's one right there. Yeah. If you're standing at the Pokey and you look, it's on.
Yeah.
It's less than 50 feet away. So anyway, that's my mission right now. Pokey poopers.
Just throw.
Yeah, I know.
Just a question. Other areas, other places, other towns have like, designated parking for canoers.
It's not a bad idea to pin it. Maybe we do pin it just to put them over there.
You know, people want to know where to park downtown. You would think it'd be obvious that you don't park right there. You know,
well,
it's not a parking lot.
You can tell them where to park.
I'll tell them where to park.
All right, we already did our executive session, so if there's no other business, we will adjourn at 10:05. If it's long, because we've been here in a while. 10:05, Lisa made the first, Kelly made the second. We will vote all those in favor. Bye.
We're done.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.